when we speak of the importance of healing your relationship with yourself, we are actually speaking about something much larger than you may think. Because when there is war in you, then, of course, you attract war on the outside of you. It is simply the nature of energy attraction. When there is peace in the center of you, then you attract peace. And so the healing that you work on, particularly around your belief systems inside of yourself, always has a greater effect than you actually can know. And when you embrace this as a good thing to do and not something that you do in desperation or as the last possible thing on the list, but as something that goes to the top of the list, then you are going to begin to orient yourself spiritually in a way that is actually quite powerful in the world. The world asks you to react to it. It is the nature of the way the world has been, your world has been set up. This is the world. React to me. React to me. Your spirit will tell you, you are in spirit as well in the world, sir. First, react to yourself. Make sure that what you are thinking and doing and moving with is in alignment with the best possible thing for you. And then you will find that you do not need to be quite so reactive to the world. It does not mean that you will not interact with it, but it means it does not carry the big stick, the one that beats you down, because you have made an alliance with yourself. And that alliance is strong and will continue to draw to you the things that you truly need and that go with what you are creating. Now, of course, when you add the influence of the universe to all of this, you have a very potent kind of formula, you might say, because it is, you know who you are, you respect who you are, you know what you want, and you know that you are willing to work toward that, but you are also willing to let the universe work with you. And when you encounter things that trigger you in the world, you will not be pouring your energy out into that situation. You will be maintaining that energy inside of you and allowing the universe to support that energy and to change your actual field. The giveaway is the oldest mistake that we make in the human condition. We want to give to ourselves, and we want to allow the universe to give to us as well. And this is the formula for creating what is best for you in your life. We understand that there are frustrations and that there are things that we want to move in the way we want them to move. And even worse, some people we want to make them move in the way we want them to move. And that is perhaps not going to happen. But to remember that we can move in the way that we want to move, and to develop the skills for doing that in all kinds of situations. That is the most powerful thing you can actually do in your life. And we support you in your efforts in that direction and appreciate the work that it takes. So, if you will begin to breathe deeply and easily. and feel yourself enclosed in an energy field that is outside of time. So there is only you and the field and the universe and your heart. And as you breathe, you can feel how very safe it is to be here. In this timeless place, open the crown and allow the universe to send to you all that you need, all that supports what you are creating, all that supports your heart. And open that crown and let that golden light flow into your body. Feel the crown open to receive more, to receive generously. Feel the third eye become activated and able to intuit more powerfully than it has done before. Feel the throat open to the golden light so that what is spoken to you is about your highest good, is about what you love. Feel the flow of the golden light into the solar plexus, which releases the energy you no longer wish to hold into your body. Feel the fluid energy flow through you and into the second center. And in that second center, feel all of the shame from the past, all of the judgment, all of the frustration that may have entered your life. Allow it to leave your body now and the golden light to fill you there. Let the golden light flow down through your body and into the root. And feel the golden light strengthen the root. And let the universal light join with the energy of the creative part of you to bring light and energy to what you are creating, to bring support, to bring abundance, to bring understanding. Now feel your energy lighten and begin to move up through your body and out through your crown, slipping away from the earth. Into the beauty of the night sky, in its perfection, in all of the light of creation, bringing your light to that light as well. And see that in the night sky, your teacher is coming to meet you. And is taking you to a place of preparation and transcendence. Walk with the teacher. And when you have come to the point that has been prepared, take this time and speak with your teacher. When you've spoken with your teacher, let the teacher give you a gift to bring with you. Resting your mind, know the gift. Thank the teacher who has come here to be with you. Receive the blessing. Leaving your heaviness behind you, bring the lightness of your spirit back to the room. And as a service, find a gift or message for those who sit here with you. Thank you. When you found your messages, begin to breathe into the center of your body to balance and to ground. When you've grounded in your body, open your eyes.